at the Broncos home opener with Nuggets, Tim Connolly. And Tim, first of all, welcome. We know that a lot of our fans go to the Pepsi Center. It's great to see you out here. How often do you make it out to Sports Authority Field at Mile High?
I come to two games a year. It pains me to say this as a Ravens fan. I've become a pretty big Broncos fan. You know, getting to know some of the guys who play, the coaches, the front office guys, it's a good group of guys. So it's fun to root for a good organization.
You've got Paul Millsap in tow. A lot of our fans are very happy to see him here. What's it been like to have him here out in the community?
It's been fantastic, obviously, with his history growing up in Denver. He just met Steve Atwood. It was pretty cool because he talked about growing up as a kid watching Steve. Who he is as a guy and a player is a seamless fit.
How much has Brandon Marshall, your friendship with him, grown over the past summer? Because I know he was very instrumental in, you know, the whole free agent summer for you guys.
Yeah, it's a neat story. I've got to know Shaq and Brandon in particular. Shaq, we share Baltimore roots, and Brandon has really helped with a couple of philanthropic causes. So I called Brandon on a Friday night and said, can you jump on a plane to Atlanta? The next morning he was there, and I thought his speech to Paul was as impactful as anyone else's. You know, he really loves Denver and talked about what it's like to win in Denver. So he's a great guy.
He's talked to us about, you know, possibly doing some stuff after football is over, maybe some front office stuff. You've even talked to him a little bit about it, correct?
Yeah, I told Brandon, you know, you always have to think about your next career when you're still playing. I'd love to have him jump on a scouting trip, trying to get him to Europe, expand his horizons a little bit. He's a really bright guy and loves basketball.
Tim, enjoy the game. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.